It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver and Justin Mangold from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, as we have high school girls basketball tonight. Fort Recovery opening up their home season with a conference matchup here with the Versailles Lady Tigers. Usually Versailles is a pretty tough tough game, so Lady Indians will probably have their hands full. How'd we do in the JV contest here this evening, Justin?
Well, that was won by Versailles by a score of 30-19. Game was tied at 11 after two quarters, but all Versailles in the second half. Indians led by Mara Pearson with 8. 5 for Alexis Wendell, 2 for Kinsey Garkey, 2 for Elizabeth Allig, and 2 for Kelly Wendell. Cassie Leach led Versailles with 9 points tonight.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna and all of Dr. Banna's staff. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Starting lineups being introduced here. There's Allie Vaughn. Looks like Brenna Homan's going to start for Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell, and Whitley Rammel. So there's your starting five for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery is 1-1 on the year, having lost to Arcanum and defeating Franklin Monroe in the tournament at Arcanum last weekend.
Versailles comes in 0-2. They lost to Tri-Village 80-42 and to LCC 32-21.
Really? Yes. 80-42? Of course, Tri-Village is tough. Yeah. They've been tough in the recent years. But, wow.
So off to a slow start this year.
Got spanked on that one. We're about set to start the game, and the officials can take off their face masks now so they can blow their whistles.
Might help.
Here we go. The tap. Whitley Rammel tips it over to Paige Fortkamp. We're underway. Kiki Wendell with the basketball. Kiki goes top of the key. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn on the right side to Brenna Homan. Homan dribbles back outside to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn looking. Going to Kiki Wendell. Kiara drives in. Feeds over to Whitley Rammel, coming in from the opposite side, and Rammel scores to make it 2-0. Fort Recovery in the lead. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, proudly celebrating their 40th anniversary. Your friends at Calp Pharmacy. Inside, turnaround shots up and no good by the Versailles Lady Tigers. Hannah Dirksen. Ball goes out of bounds off of Versailles, so Fort Recovery will get it. Welcome to those of you listening on the radio at 105.3 FM or 1440 AM and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Allie Vaughn inside to Whitley Rammel, and the pass was a little bit high. Whitley couldn't get it, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Lady Indians. There's your first turnover of the game. Well, I guess second turnover of the game, I guess, if you count that one by Versailles a moment ago.
Yeah.
Versailles whipping the ball around the exterior of the court, and Brenna Homan tips the ball out of bounds. Brenna, quite a scrappy player.
As are most of the Indians out here.
Inbounds pass comes in to Kate Griesdorn. Griesdorn over to Abby Stamen, or what is it?
Stamen.
Stamen. Abby Stamen. Here's a drive to the basket. It's up and no good by Stamen. A rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn. No, it's to Paige Fortkamp. Looks like Paige might have hurt her ankle. Left side to Homan over to Paige Fortkamp on the wing. Back out top to Brenna Homan. Homan looking now in the left corner to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbling the basketball. Feeds off to Whitley Rammel, and it goes out of bounds. Well, if you didn't hear, the OHSAA is suggesting to schools to only allow parents after, I suppose, after tonight. So there's not going to be fans in the stands for many of the games. We'll have the games for you on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com for you to listen to. Versailles has the basketball. Lady Indians lost it there. Here's Stammen up, no good. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will feed down to Kiki Wendell. Wendell inside. They're going to call her for traveling. And I do think she took a little extra step there.
Yeah, tried to get around the defender and took that extra step.
Lindsey Green is our studio producer. Owen Mormon here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com along with Neil Spencer. Versailles with the basketball. Bryn Briscoe. Down in the corner it goes, down underneath. There's a block by Whitley Rammel. Attempted shot there by Hannah Dirksen. Fort Recovery with the ball. Down up and no good by Allie Vaughn. Whitley Rammel ends up with it, and she is fouled in the act of shooting.
Good job by Whitley with the rebound basket. She has all four Fort Recovery points.
So Whitley Rammel will go to the free throw line. Whitley's a handful to handle underneath there. 6'3", big young lady. Free throw is no good, and it there's going to be a foul called on the rebound. They're going to call that on Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson, who just came in the game a moment ago. Who did she replace? Paige Fortkamp. I think Paige kind of turned her ankle down there a minute ago. She's going to come back in, it looks like, I think.
Says she's okay, and we'll go right back in.
I'm not sure she's okay.
She says she is, at least.
She was a star on the volleyball team, that's for sure, speaking of Paige Fortkamp. Versailles with the basketball. They almost throw it away, and now it's tipped by Kiki Wendell, but Versailles comes up with it in the backcourt. And they'll bring it up the court. Stammen with it. Over on the right side it goes to Kate Griesdorn. Griesdorn being guarded there by Kiki Wendell. And Griesdorn turns it over. It's going to be Fort Recovery with the basketball here on the turnover. We'll have the Fort Recovery boys game on Friday night from St. Mary's. We invite you to tune in for that on the radio. It'll be at 100.9 on Friday night, 100.9 FM, and on FortRecoveryRadio.com from St. Mary's High School. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Versailles, so Fort Recovery puts it back in play, leading 4-0 here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. See your friends at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp fires it up, no good. Rebound comes down, out of bounds, tipped by, they say, Fort Recovery. I think Allie Vaughn, maybe. Don't forget, it's time to get your flu shot. They can give you a flu shot at Cal Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Protect yourself. We've got enough problems going on in this world without getting the flu. Get your flu shot from Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Proudly celebrating their 40th anniversary. Right side it goes on the wing. Back out top with the ball. Lexi Magato. Now with the ball is Abby Stammen. Out top of the key with the ball there is Kate Griesdorn dribbling. Bounce pass underneath to Stammen. Stolen away by Whitley Rammel. Here's Brenna Homan to Allie Vaughn. Up and no good. Rebound out of bounds. And who's going to get it? They say it came off of Fort Recovery.
And Versailles got a piece of that last Allie Vaughn shot. Deflected it.
Still 4-0 with 3:55 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. They're also in Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Cal Pharmacy's rooting for the South Adams Starfires up in Bern this week. South Adams playing in the state championship for football in Indiana. Stolen by Allie Vaughn. Down she comes. Pops the shot. Got it. Al Avon converts. Make it 6-0 Fort Recovery with the lead here. Versailles having difficulty getting any kind of a decent shot, Justin.
Yeah, they cannot get into their offense at all. I can see why they've struggled this season to score.
Fort Recovery's defense is tenacious. Over on the right side it goes to Kate Griesdorn, dribbling the ball back outside. That was Lexi Magato. Now with the ball is Hannah Dirksen. Stolen away by Whitley Rammel. Another turnover. And now there's Versailles stealing the ball right back again. And down and up, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery as Kate Griesdorn stole that ball, tried to go all the way down, and she is fouled in the act of shooting.
Wendell with the foul.
We'll call that on Wendell.
Yes.
So Kiera Wendell picks up the personal foul.
Her first foul, team second.
At the line, Kate Griesdorn, a 5'6 senior for Versailles. It's up and good. There's your first point for Versailles here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. You know, for handicap medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. All the handicap medical equipment you could need, they have it. This one's up and good by Kate Griesdorn. So it's 6-2 now. Fort Recovery leads by 4 with the basketball. Kiki Wendell comes down, lost it. A scramble for it, and they're going to call a jump ball.
Another turnover. Another turnover.
It does go to Versailles on the alternating possession. So, as you say, that counts as a turnover. So Versailles, Kaylee Braun in the game now. She passes it in. Bringing it up is Kate Griesdorn. Griesdorn to the left, guarded by Kiki Wendell, passes it off. And there's a ball being kicked by Allie Vaughn. It'll be out of bounds to Versailles. Yeah, the IHSA, or I should say the OHSAA, the Ohio High School Athletic Association, announced today that they're recommending, after Governor DeWine spoke today, they're recommending that only parents be allowed at the basketball games. They want basketball to continue, but they said that would be up to the various schools, and they're suggesting only parents go. They're being very strict.
I've seen that in some of the games I've done in Indiana, and it's a different experience with just parents in the stands. A lot quieter.
We have more than that here tonight because the rule didn't go into effect yet. The edict didn't go into effect. It just came out about 4:30 today. There's a foul called on Braun, Kaylee Braun. And at the free throw line is Allie Vaughn as she is fouled in the act of shooting. Vaughn is fouled by Braun.
Yes, 24, fouling 24.
And it's no good off the back of the rim.
Vaughn signing her letter of intent to go to Huntington University last week. Maybe the week before, one of those two.
This is up, and it's no good off the back of the rim. Of course, Allie is the daughter of assistant coach Jeff Vaughn. And it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be given to Versailles. Last touch by Whitley Rammel.
Dirksen's going to learn quick. She cannot hold the ball when Whitley Rammel is guarding her. Let's just poke it away. She's done it twice now.
Holly Gann, the coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Tracy White's the coach of the Versailles Lady Tigers. Versailles with the ball, trailing 6-2. Inside, it's up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. As going in to try to score was Kaylee Braun, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. I thought that could have been traveling, maybe.
Pearson with her second foul.
So Mara Pearson picks up the personal foul. It's up, and it is no good off the rim. Welcome to those of you watching on pay-per-view television. It's just as good to listen to the radio, and you don't have to pay any money for it. But that's your choice. Free throws up and good by Kaylee Braun to make it 6-3. She hits 1 out of 2.
Yes. All 3 points for Versailles at the free throw line. With 1:56 to play in the first quarter, 6-3, the Fort Recovery lead.
Coming out of the game is Lexi Magato. And so Versailles on defense here. Fort Recovery with the ball. Kiki Wendell over to Paige Fortkamp. Paige looking. She will pass. Tries to pass off, and Versailles makes the steal. Now they're going to call double dribbling on Versailles. Kaylee Braun, as she couldn't get control of the ball after she made the steal. Paige Fortkamp tried to pass to Grace Guggenbiller there, and that's when it was intercepted. Kalp Pharmacy, again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Grace Guggenbiller fires, misses a shot, a long one. Rebound Whitley Rammel, no good. Rebound deep to Kiki Wendell, it's no good again. Rebound Whitley Rammel, no good. Rebound goes to Allie Vaughn, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. They had five shots there, killing Versailles on the board. The fifth shot being the one that Allie Vaughn was fouled on, and she's at the line. Shooting two here.
Missed two a moment ago, but hits this one.
This one's up and good by Allie. 4 recovery, 1-1 on the season. Versailles 0-2. Fort Recovery's having some issues with their shooting tonight. Not the best of percentages. This is up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Paige Fortkamp, though. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Kiki goes over to Allie Vaughn on the right. Looking for a teammate. Dribbling the ball. Stopping. Passing over to Kiki. On the left, off the lane. Drives down. Puts it up and good! As Kiki Wendell drove around a much taller Taylor Grillo, who is 6'2", and puts it in. And there's Versailles throwing it away. Went through the fingertips of Kaylee Braun and out of bounds.
I don't think Grillo was expecting a left-handed shot from Wendell a moment ago, and that's what she did.
9-3 score. Fort Recovery in the lead here in the first quarter on the Kalp Pharmacy scoreboard. Again, Kalp Pharmacy proudly celebrating their 40th anniversary here in Fort Recovery. Wow. Great business. Wonderful community-minded business, Kalp Pharmacy. In it goes to Hope Wendell. Good on the give and go. Hope Wendell passing to Allie Vaughn, who passed back to Hope, and she scores on the old-fashioned give and go. 11-3. Inside, there's Grillo putting it up and in. Taylor Grillo inside hitting a basket to make it 11-5.
Their first basket tonight.
Grace Guggenbiller down low to Hope Wendell. Went through Hope's hands and out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Indians. Many of these girls were outstanding players on the volleyball team. Hope Wendell, Grace Guggenbiller, Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell.
Did not have a lot of time between the end of the volleyball season and their first game last week.
No, they did not. Versailles with the ball. It's tipped out of bounds, and they say Versailles lost it. Allie Vaughn will toss it in here.
6 seconds to go. Plenty of time for the Indians to get a shot off. Put an extra shooter in there with Whitley Rammel.
Well, it's just not the same this year without Les Johnson at the Fort Recovery boys and girls basketball games. Passed away recently from cancer. Here's a foul called on Versailles that's going to be whistled on the Lady Tigers, Kate Griesdorn. Number one on Kate Griesdorn, and that'll give the ball to Fort Recovery out of bounds on the far sideline. Allie Vaughn will toss it in.
Only 3.5 seconds left.
In the corner, Grace Guggenbiller lobs it in to Whitley Rammel. Can't find the handle on the ball, and Grace probably should have shot that ball because really there wasn't enough time to pass to Whitley and take a shot. First quarter comes to an end, 11-5 the score. Fort Recovery is in the lead here. Thanks again to our friends at Kalp Pharmacy for being the first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, Kalp Pharmacy, the place to get your flu shot, and proudly celebrating their 40th anniversary. We'll be back here in just a moment right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. This month, Kalp Pharmacy celebrates 40 years in business. I would like to express my sincere appreciation to all of our customers, partners, and communities we have served. A lot has changed in the pharmacy business since 1980, but our commitment to caring for people like family and instilling the quality of family in every aspect of Kalp Pharmacy has always remained. So from myself and all the employees of Kalp Pharmacy, thank you for your support. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, here we go with the second quarter of play. Fort Recovery with the basketball to start the quarter. Our scoreboard brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel, a turnaround shot is no good. And they're going to call a foul on Kiki Wendell as Kiki tried to get the ball away from Versailles. And that's number two, I think, on her, isn't it?
Yes.
She cannot afford to get into foul trouble here. We've got Kiki in there along with Paige Forkamp, Whitley Rammel, Brenna Homan, and Allie Vaughn in the lineup for the Lady Indians. Versailles with the basketball. They're down 11-5 at the end of this first quarter. There's traveling called. Going up with the ball and having nowhere to pass off was Kaylee Braun, and she is called for traveling.
First quarter, Fort Recovery, 5 for 12, 42% shooting, 0 for 2 on threes, and 1 for 4 at the free throw line. Versailles, 1 of 5 from the field, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. And Fort Recovery throws it away, but it was deflected by Versailles.
Yep, touched by Versailles. I'm surprised we shot 42%, to be quite honest.
Yeah, they were pretty good except for that stretch where they had missed four in a row on that one possession.
Kiki Wendell will toss it in. Comes out to Brenna Homan on the right side to Allie Vaughn. Back to Brenna. There's Kiki on a three-point shot. No good off the rim. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Paige Forkamp. Three-pointer. Bingo! Paige Forkamp drills a three. And it's 14-5. Fort Recovery with a nine-point lead here. We're in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Out front with the basketball, the Versailles Lady Tigers, Abby Stammen. Stammen gets it back over on the right wing, looking for a teammate. Passing down on the baseline to Bryn Briscoe. Briscoe driving, and there's going to be a timeout called by Versailles. Timeout, Versailles. Fort Recovery leads 14-5. We'll be back in a minute.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse where the Fort Recovery Lady Indians lead the Versailles Lady Tigers 14-5. Again on Friday, we'll have the Fort Recovery boys game with St. Mary's at 100.9 on the FM dial on Friday night. We invite you to tune in for that. And on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Pass comes in to Versailles. Back on the left side, it goes over there to Stammen. Stammen drives in, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Will be at the line for two shots. So Versailles has been at the line a few times here.
Allie Vaughn called for the foul.
So for Allie, that's number one on her.
Stammen at the free throw line. And misses.
No good by Abby Stammen.
I believe she was on the Lady Tiger volleyball team, which they went quite a ways in the tournament as well. No good on that one. Allie Vaughn got the rebound. Here's Paige Fortkamp at the other end. No good on a 15-footer. Rebound comes down to Versailles, to Bryn Briscoe. Right side, back out top. On the left, three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Missing that shot a moment ago for the Lady Tigers was Kerry Dirksen. Here's a three by Bryn Homan. No good by Brenna. Rebound off of Versailles. Foot recovery will keep the ball. That went off the foot of Kaylee Braun and out of bounds.
Versailles leaving the Indians open, challenging them to knock down some threes. They've hit one tonight.
Inbounds pass underneath to Paige Fortkamp, and she scores. Boy, that's what you don't want to allow to happen if you're Versailles. Get an easy basket inside like that.
Big breakdown as Fortkamp got around the defense.
16-5. Paige Fortkamp now with 4 points. Foot recovery stole the ball. Brenna Homan traveled and didn't get called for it. Whitley Ramel on the left to Paige Fortkamp in the corner. Allie Vaughn, yes, on a three by Allie. 19-5, Fort recovery by 14. Timeout Versailles. We'll be back.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Rob Weaver, Justin Mangold back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available from your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. There's a foul on Fort Recovery's Kiki Wendell. That's number, no, it was Allie Vaughn.
It's her second, a pretty cheap foul. She backed away by the time they blew the whistle.
I think Allie's asking the official, what did I do here, Mr. Official? Here comes the inbounds pass for Versailles. Comes in to Lexi Magato. Left wing with the ball. There is Allison Mangin. And it's out of bounds, tipped out of bounds by Brenna Homan. She is pesky, I'll tell you.
Recovery just not allowing anything offensively for Versailles so far. Not many shots either.
Inbounds pass. No, I think they only had five in the first quarter, didn't they?
And only one here in the second quarter.
Versailles dribbling the basketball there as Kate Griesdorn fires it up, missed. Rebound, Whitley Ramel, and she was fouled. She was kind of manhandled there by Kaylee Braun, who was called for the foul. That is her second personal foul, so she may come out of there. No, they're not taking her out. Yeah, now they are taking her out. As coming in is Hannah Dirksen and leaving Kaylee Braun. Dirksen at 6 foot, but she looks a lot taller than that to me. Left side, Allie Vaughn drives in, feeds back out to Brenna Homan. There's Paige Fortkamp on a three. Yes. Paige Fortkamp drains the three again. And the Indians go up 22-5.
Her second three tonight.
Down low for Versailles. They finally get it off. And it's up and no good by Dirksen. Hannah Dirksen. Rebound Fort Recovery. Brenna Homan back out to Kiki. Wendell drives in, puts it up, and missed the shot. Rebound Whitley Ramel, and she scores. Rammel there for the rebound, and the Indians are going wild here, leading 24-5 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
Scored the first 13 of this quarter.
Don't forget, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Out front with the basketball. That was Kate Griesdorn, and now it's thrown away and taken away by Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn down to Kiki Wendell, and she lost it. Went off her leg. And Versailles comes up with the ball on the Fort Recovery turnover. Now Paige Fortkamp tips it out of bounds. It'll be Versailles basketball along the baseline. 24-5, 3:29 to go here in the first quarter on 105.3. And 1440 AM, and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here comes the inbounds pass for Versailles. Goes out deep. Ball's tipped by Brenna Homan. Stolen by Paige Fortkamp. Back to Brenna. And Paige Fortkamp led Brenna a little bit too much there. And the ball goes out of bounds. Versailles comes up with the basketball. So we kind of trade turnovers there real quick-like.
8 turnovers for Fort Recovery, 11 for Versailles.
Carrie Dirksen will toss the ball in here for the Lady Tigers over to Kate Griesdorn. Griesdorn across the timeline. On the left side it goes to Carrie Dirksen. Back out top, there is Abby Stammen. Stammen will pass on the left side. Down on the wing it goes. A drive by Dirksen up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery as Hannah Dirksen will go to the free throw line for the Lady Tigers.
Fortkamp put the foul, her first.
Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway portable grinder mixers available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. That's Artsway. Free throws up and good by Hannah Dirksen. That's their first point of the quarter. 24-6 now. Fort Recovery with the 18-point lead. That's up and good. 24-7. Kiki Wendell gets the inbounds pass. Here she comes down across the timeline. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. A little confusion there between Kiki and Allie, but they main possession of the ball. Wendell drives in, looks to shoot, can't do so. Right side to Allie Vaughn, misses a three. Rebound goes deep, and Allie Vaughn goes in the backcourt to get it. It was touched by Versailles, so she could do that. Walks it across the timeline. Passing right side to Brenna Homan. And a timeout is going to be called by Fort Recovery. Timeout by Coach Holly Gann. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. The Lady Indians 24 for sales 7.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, there's a rare occasion, Justin, when the girl who was called for a foul just got her mouth busted.
Yeah, she's the one that took the brunt of that contact.
Whitley Rammel and Bryn Briscoe, I believe it is, and I think she might be bleeding. Looks like it.
Yeah, she got popped pretty hard.
Maybe it's a bloody nose. And she got called for the foul.
Yeah, I actually thought it was an offensive foul, but she was the one that was called for it.
And you say, Mr. Official, now, how can you call her for a foul? when she is really hurting. She's got a bloody nose, maybe a broken nose. I don't know. I hope not.
I believe Fort Recovery boys play Blackford later in the season tonight. Blackford beat Wilmington Lighthouse 105-28. Landon Grimes had 28 points. Luke Brown had 25 to lead Blackford.
Well, Landon, leading scorer. How about that?
Brown only had two in the second half, so they at least played the bench a lot of that second half.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Well, while we have a break in the action, we'll just keep it right here. Remind you about our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. For outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And now the coach for Versailles, Tracy White, is saying, how in the world did you call a foul on my player? And Tracy loses the argument or the discussion and goes off. Now we're going to have a little blood cleanup here. So I guess we will call it, Paul, pause for a break here. So we'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and 105.3 FM. Fort Recovery in the lead, 24-7.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
They are still in cleanup mode here from the bloody nose that was given to Bryn Briscoe.
Well, congrats to the Coldwater Cavaliers on their state championship for football.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice 38-35, I believe, was the score win for them.
Next week in varsity basketball for Fort Recovery, the girls are in action on Thursday at New Bremen, another conference game. We'll have that game for you on the radio next Thursday night. And then the boys are in action at Monroe Central on Friday of next week. We'll have that game for you on the radio. And then Saturday of next week, the Lady Indians host Jay County. And that'll be an afternoon game starting at 12 o'clock with the JV. We'll have that for you on the radio. So all three of the varsity games will be on the radio next week. Here's an inbound pass from Kiki Wendell to Whitley Rammel, who scores on an easy layup to make it 26-7. And here's Brenna Homan's quick hands, knocks the ball away, and they're going to call a timeout for Versailles to retain possession. Boy, Brenna just reached in there and jabbed that baby away.
That's the third timeout Versailles has used now. They keep the ball down 26-7 with 2:10 left in the second quarter.
We'll just keep it right here. Again, this might be the largest crowd the Lady Indians play before in a while because, as I said, the IHSAA today came out and said that schools really should limit the attendance to parents only. And they said that somebody should be at the door checking the roster to make sure that nobody sneaks in besides the parents. That's basically what they said. Here's a drive to the hole. It's up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. As Kaylee Braun had a nice move there, fouled in the act of shooting. That's about 5-6 feet out on the right baseline. Here's this one up, and it is no good.
You know, Dirksen with her second, actually, that was for recovery. Would have been Hope Wendell's foul.
Up and good. 26-8. Brenna Homan will toss it into Kiki Wendell. Wendell across the timeline, right side it goes. Grace Guggenbiller now to Whitley Rammel. Turns, fires, and misses. Rebound comes to Versailles. Getting the board there was Kate Griesdorn. She'll pass to Stamen. Stallman. What is it?
10 is Stamen.
Stamen, okay.
They have a Stamen and a Stallman for people listening out there. So.
And they're spelled identical.
Yes.
One of them's pronounced Stallman, one of them's Stamen. That was Stamen there. And it's going to be 1-1 as Kiki goes to the free throw line, fouled. She could expand the lead. A minute 39 to go in the second quarter. Fort Recovery leads 26-8 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. No good, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Hope Wendell. Versailles will get the ball. Fort Recovery has Brenna Homan, Hope Wendell, Whitley Rammel, Kiki Wendell, and Grace Guggenbiller in the lineup at the moment. Bringing the ball up for Versailles is Kate Griesdorn. Griesdorn walks across the timeline, dribbling the basketball. She'll pass on the left side to Carrie Dirksen. Now it's over to Stamen. Stamen comes in, pops the shot, misses from 5 feet away, and Stammen's going to be called for going over the back on Kiki Wendell. And on her, that's going to be only the
only have
second.
Okay, that's her second.
Yeah, second.
Team foul number 8. So it'll still be a 1-1.
Kiki at the line. You have Jay County basketball on Friday night.
He's going to play Winchester now.
Up and no good from the free throw line. Rebound tipped out deep to Brenna Homan. Whitley Rammel got her hand on that, and Brenna came up with it. Left side to Grace Guggenbiller. Over to Brenna Homan now. Homan looks, passing to Hope Wendell. On the left, there's Grace Guggenbiller. Cross-court pass to Whitley Rammel. Whitley, put your hands up. She could have caught that ball. Went over her head, but 26-8. Whitley is listed on the program as 6'3", which would be the tallest girl out there tonight. And yet, that Hannah Dirksen is every bit as tall.
If not taller.
Right side it goes to Versailles, back out top. And the ball is still with Versailles. Had a little rough time there, but they kept it. Here's a drive in. It's no good. Rebound comes to Hope Wendell. Missing the shot was Carrie Dirksen for Versailles. And there's a foul called on Grace Guggenbiller. They say that she knocked Versailles' Kate Griesdorn to the ground. I think it might have been an accidental bump, but it was a bump. Here comes Paige Fortkamp in. Brenna Homan will take a rest. Brenna's played most of the first half here and has not picked up any fouls. Hasn't got much in the scoring column. Has he scored at all?
Who?
Brenna.
Brenna's not scored.
Yeah. That's where we could use a few points out of her. Versailles' three-point shot. Good. Nope, they said two. Two-point shot for Carrie Dirksen. She hits it right on the line. 26-10, and here's a foul on Versailles. Kiki Wendell just got fouled by Versailles' Kate Griesdorn.
That was Versailles' first basket of this quarter a moment ago.
They did have some free throws, but that's all.
They only made two in the game as far as shots go.
Kiki Wendell at the line. They only had two shots in the second quarter?
No, they've only made two baskets for the entire game.
Okay. Wendell puts the free throw up and in. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. This one's up and no good. Rebound comes to Versailles. Down to 1 second. Shots fired up. It's no good, and that's the end of the quarter. Missing the last second heave there was Abby Stammen. And it's 27-10. Fort Recovery leads by 17 at the half over the Versailles Lady Tigers. Again, our second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Just a reminder, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Check out the New Holland Tractors at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back to give you the halftime stats, talk about the B-team game tonight, and more on the way right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Calp Pharmacy and locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the Pacasat Gas Club at a Pacasat convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasat website, pacasat.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-a-sack, there's one near you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians have a lead at halftime of 27-10. I'm Rob Weaver along with Justin Mangold. Lindsey Green is our studio producer back at the radio station. Neil Spencer and Owen Mormon here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. This is run down how the Lady Indians have done so far this year. They have a 1-1 record coming into the competition here this evening. We do have the score sheets from their previous games available. And they are as follows. We lost the first game. We were in a tournament last week at Arcanum. Apparently one of the schools involved had to back out, probably because of COVID. And Fort Recovery played Arcanum first and lost 55-43. Lady Indians were led in that game by Whitley Rammel with 10. Kiki Wendell had 9. Allie Vaughn with 9. And Paige Fortcamp had 6. Then on the next day, on Saturday, Lady Indians played Franklin Monroe and crushed Franklin Monroe 64-32. Fort Recovery was led by Allie Vaughn with 19. Kiki Wendell had 13. Whitley Rammel, 11. And Paige Fortcamp with 10. And I had an email discussion with the Franklin Monroe athletic director, and he indicated to me that they might drop the regular season scheduled game with Fort Recovery since they played in the tournament. So I'll have to wait and see how that turns out. That was supposed to be on a Saturday afternoon down the way. And if that's the case, then Athletic Director Brent Niekamp's going to be looking for another opponent to play. Maybe they can play Jay County twice.
Could.
Jay County's not going to have the right number of games, I don't think.
Yeah, still have a couple to make up still. Add.
Good to have old Bob Stogler here playing the tunes. at the ball game tonight, as he usually does.
I think you mentioned earlier that Fort Recovery boys did add Monroe Central for next week.
Yes, they did. They play Monroe Central on Friday night. At Monroe Central, we'll have that game for you on the radio if it happens.
That essentially replaces the Jay County game, which would have been the next night.
Oh, is that what happened?
I think so.
Okay. That makes sense. And Fort Recovery's boys open up the year this Friday when they will be tangling with St. Mary's. And we'll be driving over to St. Mary's to bring you that game on Friday night right here on the radio at 100.9 FM. Most of the Fort Recovery games are at 100.9 FM. Once in a while, we have to go on the other side, which is 105.3, which is pretty strong here in the Fort Recovery area. If you ever have difficulty hearing the games on the radio, you can always listen on your smartphone or on your desktop computer at WPGWradio.com. Or we're always on FortRecoveryRadio.com if we are doing the games as well. Thanks to Neil Spencer and the folks. Let's head over to Justin Mangold. He has the massive stats for us here at halftime. Justin?
Again, 27-10 Fort Recovery in the lead. Indians first quarter, 5 for 12 for 42%. Second quarter, 6 for 13 for 46%. At the half, 11 for 25 for 44% shooting. 3 of 8, 38% on threes, but only 2 of 8, 25% at the free throw line. Opposite way for Versailles is they're hitting free throws, and that's about it. First quarter, 1 of 5 for 20%. Second quarter, 1 of 8 for 13%. At the half, 2 of 13 shooting for 15%. 0 for 2 on threes, but 6 of 10 at the free throw line for 60%. Rebounding dominated by Fort Recovery, 21-9. And turnovers, 9 for the Indians and 11 for the Tigers. Versailles has 5 players with 2 points apiece. Kate Greensdorn, Carrie Dirksen, Kaylee Braun, Hannah Dirksen, and Taylor Grillo. Fort Recovery, co-led by Paige Fortkamp and Whitley Rammel, each with 8 points. 6 points for Allie Vaughn, 3 for Hope Wendell, and 2 for Kiara Wendell. And then the Indians led 11-5 after 1. Our halftime score, Fort Recovery 27, and Versailles 10.
I had mentioned earlier we lost a huge Fort Recovery basketball fan, Les Johnson, who passed away a few weeks ago. And then we also lost another great Indian fan in Dale Whitey Bruns, who passed away this past weekend. And our sympathies go out to both families for their losses. And I'm sure there's some other ones that I'm missing that were fans of the Indians that passed away recently, but those two kind of come to mind. You usually saw Whitey here at the games, and certainly Les was at the games shooting his three-point shot.
It's a little different here at halftime without him out there shooting the three-pointers.
27-10, the Lady Indians lead by 17 at the half. I'm Rob Weaver with Justin Dirksen. We'll be back with the start of the second half of play right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Thanksgiving on November 26th is just around the corner. I know it is a good time to get together with family and friends, but the important thing about it is often forgotten that it is to be thankful. There is so much to be thankful for, and with this attitude, it gives back to you. So let's make Thanksgiving part of our everyday lives and not just November 26th. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161.
There we go, the old Fort Recovery School song.
One other score at the half. Lima Bath leading Marion Local 30-22.
I don't know how Marion Local is going to be this year. You would normally think they have been pretty decent. Here's a shot from the left side, no good by Versailles as they have the ball to start the half. Whitley Rammel gets the rebound, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Versailles. I will say, and I'm not trying to be negative, but this quite honestly is one of the poorest Versailles teams I've seen. They just have not been able to put it together, and maybe it's just maybe they just had a bad half. I don't know.
Only, what, I think 3 years removed from a state championship. So.
Ball is stolen by Hannah Dirksen there for Sales. Nice job on that play. And almost traveling with the ball was Abby Stammen. Here's a drive and shot up and in. Nice basket there by Kaylee Braun. She drove into the lane and put about a 10-footer up and in to make it 27-12. Lady Indians with a huge lead here in the third quarter. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn shooting missing. Rebound comes down. Who's going to get it? Fort Recovery, they say that it went off for Sales. Give credit to Kiki Wendell for that turnover. Brenna Homan will toss it in. Brenna comes in to Kiki Wendell. Back on the left, Paige Fortkamp on a three. Doesn't go this time. She's hit a couple of those tonight. Rebound comes to Versailles. Kate Griesdorn with the basketball. On the left side. In the lane, there's a shot up. No good. A rebound back up. No good again. And a foul's on Fort Recovery. Good job by Kaylee Braun just fighting away to get her second shot there. And she will be at the free throw line. They're going to call that foul on Whitley Rammel.
Her first foul.
Whitley has 8 points to lead the team tonight, along with Paige Fortkamp, who also has eight. Free throws up and no good by Versailles' Kaylee Braun. She'll have one more. Eyes the basket, puts it up, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it down. Allie across the timeline, works her way to the right, and she's fouled as reaching in was Kate Griesdorn. Number three on her, I think. They could get into some foul trouble in a hurry here. They've got three other players with two fouls.
They really haven't played that many players tonight.
Kiki Wendell with the ball back over to Allie Vaughn for Fort Recovery. Zone defense here for the Lady Tigers. Here's Paige Fortkamp back on the right to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn drives baseline, feeds over to Whitley Rammel, who scores. Give Allie Vaughn the assist. Whitley Rammel the layup. That makes it 29-12, and Whitley is in double figures now with 10 points. With the basketball, and they're going to call 10 seconds on Versailles. Did not get the ball across the timeline in time. Boy, that was pretty close, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's very close. She got it across by the time the referee blew the whistle, but it was too late, he said.
Brenna Homan tossing in to Kiki Wendell. Wendell across the timeline, looking for a teammate, goes back to Homan. Homan on the right corner to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp goes in the lane. There's Allie Vaughn firing and missing. Wide open shot. Just couldn't get it to go down. Rebound Hannah Dirksen for Versailles. Here come the Lady Tigers, and they throw it away. Kiki Wendell with the steal. Kiki comes down and throws it away. Intended for Allie Vaughn, and she couldn't quite catch up with it.
Both teams a little sloppy coming out of the halftime.
Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well as your third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, hoping that you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Versailles with the basketball back out front. Over on the right side it goes. There's Abby Stammen with it. She'll drive in and score. Nice drive by Stammen. And Versailles showing much more life here in this third quarter than they did in the first half.
Stammen's first basket tonight.
29-14. Here's Brenna Homan going in, missing. Rebound Whitley Ramble up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Miss Whitley will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Third foul on Kaylee Braun.
Fort Recovery boys open up their season on Friday night at St. Mary's. We'll be there to bring you the action. Here's the free throw up and good by Whitley Ramble. Jay County having to postpone their first four games because of COVID issues, and one of those was the Fort Recovery game, and that Fort Recovery game will not be made up between Jay County and Fort Recovery. Second free throw is good. 12 points now for Whitley Ramble. It's 31-14 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Up come Versailles across the timeline with the ball to Abby Stammen. Stammen drives in and, oh, missed it. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp, and a foul's on Versailles on Stammen. That was a nice drive by Stammen there.
Yeah, she's been much more aggressive to the hoop in this half.
So, no full court press here.
Really can't afford to with the foul trouble they have. Don't want to pick any up in the backcourt.
Yeah, that's for sure. They do have a lot of foul issues here. Especially, that's the third foul now on Stammen, by the way. Brenna Homan out to Kiki Wendell. Right side, Allie Vaughn, a three. It's short. Rebound's tipped around. Brenna Homan comes down with it. Out to Kiki Wendell. Wendell drives in, fires it up, and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Versailles, Taylor Grillo. Here's Stammen with the basketball on the left. She'll drive in. Feeds off in the lane. Whitley Ramel tipped the ball, and Fort Recovery comes up with it. Brenna Homan to Allie Vaughn. On the left to Paige Fortkamp. Down low to Allie Vaughn. They're going to call her for traveling with the basketball.
Went to pass. The defender was in the way. So they're throwing it away. She ends up traveling.
Allie questioning the official. You know where that one went. Versailles with the ball. Fort Recovery full court press here. 31-14. Stammen brings the ball down, tipped away, and stolen by Allie Vaughn. She'll come down and put it up and in. Turnover turns into 2 points for Fort Recovery. Again, Fort Recovery continuing their full court pressing here. Stammen, Abby Stammen with the basketball across the timeline. Tipped by Allie Vaughn and stolen. She'll come down, stop, and score. Another steal by Allie Vaughn. And Abby Stammen tells her coach, I need to come out.
She was the only one back, and with the three fouls, she couldn't defend that after the turnover.
Out front with the ball. There's Hannah Dirksen firing and missing short. Rebound into the hands of Kiki Wendell. As trying to save the ball was Madeline Bargy. Here is Whitley Ramble scoring at the other end, and the Lady Indians are pouring it on now. Fort Recovery 37, Versailles 14. Wow. 37-14, Versailles trailing by 23 points. Thanks to Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in a moment.
Cover more ground with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, featuring a gas-powered engine that delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour, best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, and the strength to haul what needs hauling, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get more done right with the Kubota Sidekick. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Seven-14 the score here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 2:43 remaining in the quarter.
Fort Recovery, despite being on a nice run there for a minute, for a couple minutes, it was the Indians who called the timeout. I think more to get some rest after being up and down the floor a few times.
And they pulled off the full court press for the time being anyway. In the lineup there for Fort Recovery is Mara Pearson.
There's Guggenbiller also in there.
Brenna Holman went out. Hope Wendell's also in there, too. And there's a foul on Grace Guggenbiller.
Fort Camp, Vaughn, and Holman to the bench.
Versailles at the free. No, it's going to be out of bounds. Allison Mangin will be tossing the ball in here for the Versailles Lady Tigers. Inbound pass goes out deep to Lexi Magato over on the right wing now. Back outside it goes. Kate Griesdorn, she'll pass off on the right wing to Hannah Dirksen. Back outside again to Lexi Magato. Here's an inside shot up and no good. Nice spin move by Kaylee Braun, but it wouldn't go down. And it's 37-14 now with an opportunity here for Kaylee Braun to cut into that lead a little bit. Again, our scoreboard sponsor here in the third quarter, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Free throw's good. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. That free throw is good. 37-16. And the Lady Indians bring the ball up. Kiki Wendell across the timeline. Over to Mara Pearson on the left to Grace Guggenbiller. Out to Pearson. Kiki Wendell with it on the outside to Whitley Rammel on the right wing. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Over to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace tries to go inside to Whitley Rammel, and Versailles steals the ball away. And there's a collision. There's going to be a charge called on Versailles' Kate Griesdorn.
Her fourth.
Coach Tracy White was not happy with the call. She thought that might have gone the other way.
Yeah, it looked like the Fort Recovery defender was moving, but the contact was initiated by Griesdorn.
So Fort Recovery has the basketball, leading 37-16 here in the third quarter. Minute 30 to go in the quarter. On the left is Grace Guggenbiller. Back outside to Mara Pearson. Pearson around the horn, right side to Whitley Rammel. Inside to Grace Guggenbiller. Ball's tipped away. Pearson picks it back up. Guggenbiller got it. Tried to pass to Hope Wendell inside, and is tipped out of bounds by Versailles. There we go with the next pass coming in to Whitley Rammel, and she missed the shot. Rebound Versailles. All the way down, scooping it up, no good, is Stammen, Abby Stammen. And the rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson on the left to Grace Guggenbiller, down on the baseline to Whitley Rammel. Back out to Mara Pearson. Cross-court pass to Allie Vaughn. Here's Mara Pearson into Rammel on the left to Guggenbiller. Corner shot, no good. Rebound chased down by Grace Guggenbiller. Came out deep, and there's an offensive foul on Grace Guggenbiller. They say that she was using her forearm to shove off on Versailles' Lexi Magato.
That's her third foul. Team foul number four.
She will go out of the lineup.
Fort Camp came back in.
We have Whitley Rammel, Paige Fort Camp, Hope Wendell, Mara Pearson, and Allie Vaughn in the lineup for the Lady Indians. Cooper Farms, third quarter of play. Fort Recovery leads 37-16. Lady Indians dominating this game tonight. Great way to start MAC conference play. Here's a pass on the left. Three-point shot is way short by Allison Mangin. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson. She ran into Versailles' Allison Mangin, who was just standing on the sideline, and they say the ball went off of Mangin and out of bounds, so it'll be given to Fort Recovery.
Kara Wendell back in, Pearson out.
Jay County boys were supposed to open their season tonight, but that game got postponed.
Not many years did Fort Recovery boys open before Jay County boys, but it appears that will happen this year.
Pass comes to Kiki Wendell. On the left, there's Paige Fortkamp. Three-point shot. It's good! Paige Fortkamp drains it from the left corner. Fort Recovery 40 and Versailles 16. Boy, the Lady Indians are cooking tonight. This third quarter has been brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. For your corn marketing needs, call on Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. And that three-point shot by Paige Fortkamp gives her a total of 11 points now on the night. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster, with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. We're on both stations now on 100.9 and on 105.3 and 1440. And FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Our studio producers again, Lindsey Green at the radio station. Neil Spencer and Owen Mormon running the show for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Owen, a member of that fine Fort Recovery football team this year. Here is Brenna Homan. Yes, on a three-point basket. Way to go, Brenna. Brenna gets her first points of the night. 43-16. Versailles with the basketball. Inside, back outside. Over on the right it goes to Carrie Dirksen. Back on the left, Taylor Grillo. Now there's Stammen. Abby Stammen goes inside. The foul's on Paige Fortkamp. Say she was bumping up against Versailles' Kaylee Braun.
Only her second foul.
7:12 to go in the game here. This has been pretty much all Fort Recovery tonight, 43-16. Don't get this kind of a lopsided win over Versailles very often.
Now, this would break a four-game losing streak the Indians have to Versailles.
Brenna Homan, right side. There's Allie Vaughn, three-pointer. It goes. Allie Vaughn crashes a three to make it 46-16, a 30-point lead for the Lady Indians. And there's a foul called on Allie Vaughn, I believe.
We call that a shooting foul, too.
Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, we have a special for you IU football fans as the IU coach will be on the radio. They played a pretty nice game against Ohio State last Saturday. Just couldn't quite get it done. Free throws up and no good by Abby Stammen.
Third quarter, 2 of 8 for Versailles, 25%, 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Fort Recovery, 5 of 13, 38%, 1 of 5 on threes, and 2 for 2 at the line. Indians around 42% or so for the game.
Stammen puts this up and good, making it 46-17, leads back to 29 now. Fort Recovery with the ball, Kiki Wendell on the left of Brenna Homan. Whitley Rammel, right side to Paige Fortkamp, fires and misses. Rebound comes down off of her sails, went off the fingertips of Hannah Dirksen. Versailles has three seniors, Abby Stammen, Kate Griesdorn, and Carrie Dirksen. Fort Recovery has five seniors. Outside to Paige Fortkamp, on the left to Kiki Wendell. Those five are Brenna Homan, Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Hope Wendell. Lady Indians losing a lot when these kids graduate. And the seniors will be recognized at the Jay County game coming up on December the 5th. Paige Fortkamp, three-pointer, doesn't go. Fouls on Whitley Rammel over the back of Hannah Dirksen. So the redhead gets called for a personal foul.
Her second foul, team seven, so bonus time for Hannah Dirksen and Versailles.
46-17 on the scoreboard. Lady Indians on top here in the fourth quarter, leading by 29 points. Hannah Dirksen will go to the free throw line to try to carve that down a little bit. Bounces the basketball. Eyes the bucket and lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound stolen away by Versailles Kaylee Braun, it was. And she scores. Boy, you don't like that to happen. A little mental breakdown on that one for Fort Recovery.
Haven't had too many of those tonight.
Left side to Brenna Homan. Homan passing right to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn looks for a teammate, drives in, now feeds to Whitley Rammel, who pops the five-footer. It's no good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn, and she scores. Allie Vaughn now with a total of 15 points on the night. So we've got three in double figures. Vaughn with 15, Whitley Rammel with 14, and Paige Fortkamp with 11. Right side for Versailles to Carrie Dirksen. Drives in, lost the ball. Picked up by Kiki Wendell. Kiki comes racing all the way down. Stops, back out to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn pops a 10-footer, missed it. Rebound comes down to Versailles. To Kate Griesdorn. And back outside. On the left to Abby Stammen. Stammen drives in. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Allie Vaughn, as Stammen tried to shoot it up there.
Renee Rindler checks in for Versailles.
48-19. Here's a shot from the left by Abby Stammen, and she scores. She was wide open, and she made the Lady Indians pay. 48-21. Paige Fortkamp almost lost the ball, picks it up, feeds back to Kiki Wendell. Wendell backs it up, passing on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Here is Whitley Rammel inside, misses, got the rebound, up and no good, and a foul is going to be called on Versailles. Whitley Rammel goes to the free throw line again. Whitley Rammel showing, I think, a lot more finesse tonight than she had last year.
She's had a good game with 14 points. Can add to it here.
Two free throws for Whitley. The first one's good.
Indians will send in Callie Wendell. She is number five.
Brenna Homan, who's played much of the game, most of it, goes out of the lineup. Brenna with 3 points on the night. This one's no good by Whitley Rammel, but she got her. Oh, it's up for grabs. Versailles comes down with it. I thought Whitley was going to get the rebound there for a minute, but she couldn't come up with it. Abby Stammen with the ball. She's dribbling, feeding back outside. There's a three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. As missing that basket for Versailles was Kaylee Braun. Allie Vaughn to Kiki Wendell. Back to Allie on the left. Thinks about shooting the three, but doesn't. Back outside it goes to Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. Left side, Allie Vaughn with the ball, and there's going to be a foul called on Versailles. Stammen's going to pick that up. That's her fourth. No, that's her fifth. Abby Stammen fouls out.
5 points tonight.
Stay tuned after the game. We'll wrap it up real quick, give you the scoring.
49-21, the Indians lead.
Mara Pearson with the basketball. And it's knocked away, and Mara's going to let it go out of bounds. And the official says it goes to Fort Recovery. She probably should have grabbed that. Versailles almost raced down there and grabbed it away from her. Inbounds pass. Mara Pearson comes in to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it across the timeline now. Stutter dribbles. Now goes to the hole. Stops. Feeds back outside to Paige Fortkamp. Here's Mara Pearson. Yes for Mara Pearson. About a 10-footer on the right side. Makes it 51-21. Back to a 30-point lead for the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. Here's a drive to the hole. It's up and no good. And a foul is called. Nope, a jump ball is called. So it'll be out of bounds. Going to the Versailles Lady Tigers. Hannah Dirksen will leave the game. She looks like she's got a really nice attitude.
Paige Fortkamp goes out of the game with 11 points. Lugenbiller back in.
There's a shot from the left side up and no good. Rebound Versailles, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. As getting the rebound there for the Lady Tigers was Heidi Stallman. And she is at the free throw line, fouled in the act of shooting there by Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. Puts it up, and it's no good off the front of the rim. Callie's only a freshman, by the way, so she's going to kind of excited to get some playing time here. She had 5 points in the JV game tonight. Up and good. Got one of two to make it 51-22. Lady Indians with the ball. Full court press by Versailles. Left side, there is Callie Wendell. No good. Rebound, knocked around. Picked up by Versailles. And it's knocked out of bounds by Mara Pearson. It'll be given to Versailles. Wild and woolly out there.
A little bit. They're letting them play more here, obviously, with the big score.
First basketball broadcast of the year, Fort Recovery and Versailles. Very competitive game from the standpoint of effort, but the Lady Indians have dominated the game tonight, leading here 51-22. Both teams are fighting hard, though, but Versailles is just not able to score. Allie Vaughn across the timeline. Versailles continuing to play very hard on defense. Here's Callie Wendell. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Callie. She somehow raced in there and got her own rebound, and the foul's going to be called on Versailles. That's going to send Callie to the free throw line. No, it doesn't.
Only team foul number six.
Oh, yes,
I just have seven now. I just hadn't changed the scoreboard.
She does go to the free throw line.
Elizabeth Alleg will check in for Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn going out.
Callie Wendell at the free throw line. Callie dribbles the basketball, eyes the hoop, and it's good. Callie Wendell gets a varsity point. That might be her first varsity point ever. She will have another one coming here. Dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and it's good again. Callie Wendell goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 53-22, Lady Indians by 31 points now, down to 2 minutes to go in the game. Here's a shot by Versailles. Might have been partially blocked. And now there's a scramble for it and a jump ball between Hope Wendell and the Versailles Lady Tigers, Madeline Bargey, and it goes to Fort Recovery. Inbounds pass goes to Mara Pearson. Pearson to behind the back dribble. Nice move. On the left, there's Callie Wendell. 3-point shot doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Hope Wendell. And we've got the ball going out of bounds off of Hope Wendell.
Very wild out there.
It is helter-skelter at the moment. Minute 40 to go here in the game.
Whoops.
53-22.
Megatoe pulled her foot big time, but they let it go.
Mara Pearson on the steal comes down and scores. Mara Pearson on the steal came down and laid that baby in. 55-22. Here's a shot from outside. No good. Rebound comes to Mara Pearson. Versailles on the miss. And a foul's now going to be called on the Versailles Lady Tigers. Renee Rendler gets called for the personal foul. This is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. 100.9 FM, 105.3 FM, and 1440 AM. And also FortRecoveryRadio.com. Join us Friday night. Fort Recovery Boys opening up against St. Mary's. We'll have the game for you on the radio. Mara Pearson misses it. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. And Callie Wendell puts it up and in on the rebound. She has 4 points now tonight. 57-22. Fort Recovery reserves are out playing the Versailles gals. Outside, there's a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Picking that up was Elizabeth Allig. Hope Wendell will bring it down. She'll pass on the left. There's Callie Wendell firing a three. And she got it again. Seven points for Callie Wendell.
Trying to get into double figures before this game's over.
Callie hits a three-pointer, Callie Wendell. There's the ball going out of bounds. Fort Recovery will have it back.
Well, she'll have a chance if they let her shoot.
17 seconds remaining, 60-22. Callie Wendell came in here, and in about the last 2 minutes has 7 points, four free throws and a three-point basket. Or did she have two free throws?
Two free throws, a two-pointer, and a three.
Yeah, got the layup underneath. Amazing.
She wants to shoot again, but Coach Gann will say no.
That's your ball game. The final score, Fort Recovery 60 and Versailles 22. Complete domination by the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here tonight. We'll return in a moment with the final stats right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on now, so it is time to review your Medicare prescription coverage. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you review your Medicare Part D options today. We will look at your list of medications and help you find a plan that is cost-effective and convenient for you. So schedule your Medicare Part D appointment by calling Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery wins tonight 60-22 over the Versailles Lady Tigers. Stay tuned at 9 o'clock. We'll have Tom Allen coming up here from IU football coach with an hour-long program with Don Fisher. And you're going to enjoy that. In the junior varsity game tonight, Fort Recovery came away with a victory here this evening. Final score was Fort Recovery. Let me take that back. Fort Recovery lost the junior varsity game, losing to Versailles 30-19. It was tied at halftime, 11-11, but Versailles jumped out to a nice lead. I think they scored the first 9 points of the second half, and they ended up winning 30-19. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Mara Pearson with 8. Alexis Wendell had 5, 2 apiece for Callie Wendell, Elizabeth Allig, and Kenzie Garkey. Golly, Callie got 2 points and ended up with 7 in the varsity game. Here in the last couple of minutes of the varsity game, had 2 points in the JV game. Again, Fort Recovery losing 2 for Sales, 30-19, I believe. I'm not sure. 1-2, you say, huh?
Yep.
1-2 on the year now for the junior varsity team. Justin has the varsity stats. Take it away.
All right. For Fort Recovery, they finish on the game 23 of 53, 43% from the field, 7 of 20, 35% on threes, and 7 of 15, 46% at the free throw line. For sale, 6 of 29, 21% from the field, 0 for 5 on threes, and 10 of 19, 53% free throws. Rebounding 40 to 22 in favor of Fort Recovery. And turnovers 14 for the Indians and 21 for Versailles. Kaylee Braun led the Tigers with 8 points, 5 for Abby Stammen, 2 each for Taylor Grillo, Hannah Dirksen, Carrie Dirksen, and Kate Griesdorn, and 1 for Heidi Stammen. For Fort Recovery, 15 for Allie Vaughn, 15 for Whitley Rammel, 11 for Paige Fortcamp, 7 for Callie Wendell, 4 for Mara Pearson, 3 for Brenna Holman, 3 for Hope Wendell, and 2 for Kiara Wendell. 11-5 Indians led after 1, 27-10 at the half, 42-16 after 3, and again 60-22 the Fort Recovery win. The Indians go to 2-1 on the season, and Versailles drops to 0-3.
What an impressive conference win for the Lady Indians, winning 60-22 over Versailles here this evening. That's going to wrap it up. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. As Tom Allen coming up, the IU football coach. Normally we would talk with Holly, but we'll catch her next time around. Thanks for listening, everybody. For Justin Mangold, I'm Rob Weaver.
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.